This is the infamous Carnaby Street. Still a hotspot for shopping and nightlife, but only a shadow of its former self as a central location for London's swinging 60s and outrageous 70s. This is where Mary Quant debuted the miniskirt, where the Who socialized and recorded Quadrophenia, where Paul Wells and the Jam hung out, where the Sex Pistols got together, and along with the Clash and the Stranglers created the British punk scene. This is where the rivalry between the Mods and the Skinheads played out, and the Who's Who of London society came to party. But what happened? Gentrification. The storefronts and pubs and clubs were all slowly bought and taken over by high price and popular fashion brands and chain stores. Soho used to be the hub of sex, drugs, tattoos, and rock and roll in London before CCTV cameras were installed, forcing the neighborhood's traditional pastimes to go underground. London is home to over 300,000 CCTV cameras, more than any other city in the world. Which means the streets of Soho went from the home of counterculture and fun-loving freedom while partying until all hours of the night, to homogeneity and bars closing at 11 p.m. Now that's not to say that Soho's traditional activities no longer take place here. In fact, one need not walk far to get a tattoo or visit a massage parlor. It's just that it's a little harder to find. We've included some photos here of Carnaby back in its heyday for you to enjoy. Across the street from where you are standing is numbers 52 to 55. And this was the office of a man called Don Arden, nicknamed Mr. Big, the most successful music agent in 60s and 70s London. He represented an army of huge stars and bands like Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, Air Supply, Small Faces, The Move, and ELO. Don had a horrendously ferocious reputation and was known for his aggressive and oftentimes illegal business tactics. There are numerous stories of his thuggish behavior, and he is known to have even gone so far as to hang a rival musical agent by their ankles over the edge of the building because he suspected them of trying to steal one of his clients. Now, in 1974, there was a rock band that were experiencing some success in the US and the UK and were looking for a new manager. Everybody on both sides of the Atlantic knew that Don Arden was the agent to have if you wanted your band to be successful, so this is where they came. Don worked his magic, and this group would go on to essentially found the heavy metal industry. However, drugs and alcohol were rampant, not just in Soho, on the music scene in the 70s, and by 1979 the lead singer was fired by Don for his inability to keep sober. Around this time, Don had decided to allow his two children to work for him, with the idea of handing down his legacy. His daughter Sharon seemed to be following in his footsteps, but eventually she got on the wrong side of her father by deciding to represent the fired lead singer and manage his solo career, which took off like a rocket. Reportedly, when her father found out Sharon was managing and dating an artist that he had fired, he allowed his vicious dogs to savage her when she came to visit him, and afterwards didn't speak to her for 20 years. So what was this band and who was this singer? The band was Black Sabbath, and the singer, Ozzy Osbourne. Today, Don's daughter Sharon is known the world over by her married name, and she rightfully claims the credit for making Ozzy the star that he became. Today, there is a plaque dedicated to Don Arden right here on the site of his former offices. With boots on your right, walk back up Carnaby Street and take the first right onto Broadwick Street and the mural.